A collection of conversations with Richard Feidler.
The three most important women in post-war Britain are, of course, the Queen, Margaret Thatcher, and Jennifer Saunders.
Hey!
There is little hope of the first two getting on this program. But we do have Jennifer Saunders here for you today. Yes, Jennifer Saunders, as in French and Saunders, as in Adina from Absolutely Fabulous Jennifer Saunders, and a whole lot of other Jennifer Saunders besides. She's written a memoir, decidedly not a misery memoir, even though it does have a few mishaps in it. It begins with her head being clocked by a swing and ends with a seriously unpleasant bout of breast cancer. It's not a kiss-and-tell memoir, but it is surprisingly intimate, and reading it feels like spending a weekend hanging out with her in the country, getting to know her, which is awkward because Jennifer doesn't know me from a bar of soap. Her non-Ms. Mem is hugely enjoyable, and it's called Bonkers, My Life in Laughs. Jennifer Saunders, welcome.
Thank you. What a lovely intro.
You're very welcome.
You don't look at all like a bar of soap. You look perfectly normal. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
About three lines popped into my head, and I thought I'd better not broadcast them. Now, you reveal yourself to be a shocking procrastinator in your book. You really do. There is a bit of a bear all in that when it comes to that.
Well, I'm trying to get procrastination actually registered as a disease so that I can go to a clinic and be treated. Because it's just, it does, I don't know, it either enhances your life or it does the opposite. And I can never tell which. I just wish I didn't have it.
How did you actually finally get yourself to sit down and write the book? What did it take to get you there
money.
To do it? Right. That'll do it,
The pressure of having to send the money back is actually it, because my editor said, he said, you know you have to do this. And I promised my husband I wouldn't finish this on holiday, because we booked a holiday, and he said, look, you've got to finish that book because I will not have you ruining our holiday. And of course I didn't. So I had to get up early every morning and write the book. And actually, it was that pressure, the pressure of knowing that the kids were going to come downstairs and go, we're all going out. What are you going to do? I'm thinking, but I want to go out too. I want to go on a boat and drink beer. And so that eventually forced me to do it. Plus the fact that my editor was waiting and my agent was poised to send the money back.
What do you typically do to avoid writing? How do you distract yourself?
I do very important things, like sweeping. I do a lot of very important sweeping, Richard. I would sweep for England. I think I would have been good at curling, because I would have been a very good sweeper. And I often think that. I think, look at them. They're not even doing the corners. They're just scrubbing in front of the curl.